WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump and Elon Musk's buyout offer to about 2 million federal workers now on hold after a federal judge stepped in.
The judge set a hearing for Monday to consider blocking the buyout offer. 10 days ago, more than 2 million federal employees received an email with a choice: resign now and be paid through September, or run the risk of being laid off. More than 60,000 federal workers have taken the offer, which is now on pause.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. The USAID workforce will soon be reduced from roughly 14,000 people to fewer than 300 employees, according to sources. An internal email shared with ABC News shows just 12 employees to be signed to the entire continent of Africa, 21 employees for all of the Middle East. Power out and schools closed in parts of eastern Tennessee after severe weather swept through overnight. A Philadelphia commuter train carrying 350 people burst into flames last night. Everyone got out safely. This is ABC News.
Patient.
We are hearing new audio from police body-worn cameras as the Eaton fire exploded last month in Altadena and Pasadena, California.
Police department, evacuate immediately!
In a rush, Pasadena police officers went home to home, knocking down doors, getting often unaware elderly residents inside out to safety as flames were moving into neighborhoods that were beginning to burn. And then officers went into Two Palms Nursing Home, evacuating those who could not get out on their own.
I got you.
Some were lifted into wheelchairs. Others were wheeled out in their beds.
Building's on fire, man. We got to go.
That nursing home burned to the ground. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Greece has declared a state of emergency after a swarm of undersea earthquakes have rocked the island of Santorini for a week now. The tremors have prompted thousands of people and visitors to evacuate to the mainland. Authorities warning of landslide risks as well to parts of the island. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Bow wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a four-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA, the team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way. Could get an inch, maybe two, through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
I'm Brandi Grayson, the host of the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. I am the hostess with the mostest with the local politics and the local tea. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Every day since Trump came into office, he bombards us with ridiculous policies. We go crazy trying to keep up with them. And before we can catch our breath, he hits us with something else even more absurd. It is exhausting and unsustainable. So starting today, no more of that. Okay? No more. I have a whole script here full of important issues that I want to talk about, and I'm not going to let Donald Trump distract me with some crazy new idea.
This morning, a stunning proposal from an American president. Donald Trump, with the Israeli prime minister by his side, declaring that the U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip. We'll own it.
Okay, let me just ask, what? And also, what?
President Trump made a surprising suggestion last night during a press conference. The United States, he said, should take over the war-torn Gaza Strip and redevelop it into something like a seaside resort.
We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute. I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East.
Turn Gaza into the Riviera? He couldn't even turn Atlantic City into a nicer Atlantic City. If anything, they tore down so many of his casinos, he turned Atlantic City into Gaza. But okay, he wants to rebuild it and he wants to turn it into Mar-a-Lago. At least the Palestinians will have a place to go back to.
Donald Trump calling for the permanent resettlement of roughly 2 million Palestinians.
I don't think people should be going back to Gaza. I think that Gaza has been very unlucky for them.
And he says he's willing to use the U.S. military to do it.
We'll do what is necessary. If it's necessary, we'll do that.
Okay, just so I'm clear, your idea is to take over Gaza, rebuild it into Mar-a-Lago, and make sure that the Palestinians who live there can't go back? That is the craziest thing he said since yesterday and until tomorrow. He's effectively advocating for ethnic cleansing. Who could possibly be okay with that?
You see things others refuse to see. You say things others refuse to say. And on after the jaws drop, people scratch their heads and they say, you know, he's right.
No, they usually scratch their heads and they say, what the f*** are you talking about?
Hello, hello. Uh-oh. Is John's microphone not working? John's microphone.
It's sure on.
Can you hear yourself? I can.
Did you plug your headphones in, John? I thought you two were just like trying to harmonize with each other.
No. Try your mic again. I'm not hearing his mic in my headphones.
Did somebody unplug the headphone amp again?
I don't know.
Somebody's playing tricks on us.
How can... Yes.
I can't hear me.
Here. Here, try this mic. Let's see if this one works. Okay, I think that one works.
One, two.
Yeah, yeah, now I hear him.
Yeah, that works.
So there, you know.
All right, don't know what happened here.
What happened last night? Were they taping things in here?
It's the ghost again.
Okay.
All right.
It's the ghostly janitor. Completing his unfinished business.
Yeah.
Okay. 92.7 WMDX. It's Friday. It's John and Gordy. And
it is.
Yeah, we're just getting settled in here. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great open. It really was.
Desi Leidick.
Yeah.
From.
She is fantastic. I love her
Daily
sense
Show.
Of humor. She is edgy as heck.
Very good.
She reminds me so much of Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see the resemblance, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in her approach.
Some comedians have a certain style, and it looks a little forced, but she is natural as heck.
Yeah.
Just like Stephanie is.
Yeah, I like the format that they developed over the last year or so with Daily Show. Different hosts, you know, Jon Stewart is back, and then other hosts, Jordan Klepper and Desi Leidick.
I found myself thinking to myself, anyway, that Jon Stewart is just a... I can take just so much of John.
you might be right, because maybe you're similar to his approach. You know, it's a little curmudgeon-y around the edges.
Well, that's true. That's true. Now, the thing that bothers me most about John is that he uses a lot of props and a lot of dramatic pauses.
Dramatic pauses, and he makes a lot of faces at the camera.
And that's
camera.
What I'm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just...
and he works it, yeah.
It doesn't work for our radio show. Well, you stop doing that, I have to make major edits because of that.
Right.
So I've had it with Jon Stewart.
Yes.
Get it together, man.
Come on.
Just because there was a song titled Jon Stewart is God, you know, doesn't mean that you are, man, you know?
Okay, well, it's Friday, thank God, and it's... 14 degrees, pretty cold out there. No ice this morning. The ice is melted away. Everything's fine on the roads. And our high today, well, let's hit the lottery balls.
The lottery balls.
Why
let's
not?
Go with that,
It's a Friday tradition at this point.
Number is a 3. And the second number is coming up the chute. It's a 0. 30 for a high today.
That's too bad.
Okay. And, you know, we'll get the weekend forecast from Brittany Berlow in a little while.
You know, I fear getting snow now. You know, with all this lack of snow, you get used to it. And then, you know, somewhere along the way here, we're going to have a major snowstorm. We're going to have drifts. We're going to have snow plows. Stuck in ditches. It's just going to be a nightmare. We're so lucky so far.
Yeah. You think we're going to get hit by a major blizzard?
We are.
I love it when it snows a ton. It's
no,
so much
it's not
fun.
Good. It's not good. You know, all that extra weight on the parking ramp.
Well, the city bought all these new snow plows, and you know they did come up with the final names. I'll have to find those.
That's right. Yeah,
but they don't get any use this winter.
Nope.
So
everybody knows that blizzards were invented by snowplow companies to sell more snowplows.
That it. That's a good theory.
Well, we went through all the trouble of coming up with a new plan to deal with the snow so we didn't have the problem we had last year.
Right.
And now we haven't been able to do any of it.
Exactly.
It's just sitting on the shelf. Why plan ahead anyway? You know, let's get an Elon Musk kind of guy in here and...
Oh, sure.
Clean house. No. We don't need government anymore.
He's busy. He's busy doing other things. He doesn't want to focus on the small towns.
No.
He's busy... In Washington. I forgot what I was going to mention.
Hang on a second. The 100,000 eggs?
Oh.
100,000?
100,000 eggs stolen out of the back of a truck.
Yeah.
And I guess these are all...
what?
Natural...
Natural eggs?
Yeah, something, you know...
organic?
Organic eggs, that's right.
100,000 eggs. Yeah. And they were stolen.
Yep.
That's a lot of eggs.
That's a lot of eggs.
What are you going to do with them?
Well, the whole thing here is if somebody starts selling a lot of eggs someplace.
we'll be able to track that down.
Yes, you will be able to track that down. Easy to locate. Wow.
Yeah.
You can't imagine. Why would you take 100,000 eggs? Because you can't sell them without being noticed. I don't know.
Maybe there's a whole underground food distribution market.
Yep.
And,
Doge behind it.
Oh, that could be. It's quarter past the hour. Oh, I know. The phone lines are open. 608-879-8255, 879-TALK, or you can always text us and call us on the Civic Media app.
Yes, just did a quick calculation for how much of a space those 100,000 eggs occupied.
Yeah.
If you like cracked all of those eggs into a big bowl, it'd be 4,600 liters of egg.
Okay, wow. That's a lot. Okay,
that is a lot of egg.
Seems like a lot.
Big omelet you're making.
So according to CNN, they were stolen from a trailer in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the Amish took them.
Well, you never know.
Amish mafia.
We heard a cut yesterday from Senator John Kennedy. He loves eggs more than he likes sex. No, omelets. He likes omelets more than he likes sex.
Is that right? I didn't hear that comment.
So there's maybe a reason for these 100,000 eggs being stolen.
Maybe.
Okay. That's a quote that Shortstack should put up on its wall.
That's right.
Well, let's get to the National Day calendar.
By the way, we should all go to Shortstack one of these days.
Yeah.
We should hang out there one morning after the show.
I think so.
Yeah.
Could this be the morning?
No,
not today. Okay. Well, let's see. What is it for this seventh day of February? Is it Bubblegum Day? Is it National Periodic Table Day? Is it National Hot Air Balloon Day? National Send a Card to a Friend Day? Or National Fettuccine Alfredo Day? Or National Wear Red Day?
Well, it's not Wear Red Day because no one here is wearing red. So, it's not Wearing Red Day.
Actually, you're wrong, John. It is National Red Day. First Friday in February, it's an annual campaign to raise awareness about heart disease in women, in fact. National campaign urges women to learn their risk for heart disease and take steps to lower their risk. So wear red today.
All right.
Yeah, Well,
Sam, we missed out on that. We should have checked that.
I'm wearing orange.
I'm colorblind, so it's hard. What color is this flannel shirt?
It's multicolored.
Has it got red in it?
It's kind of red. Yeah, it's got red in it.
Yeah, it's got dark red in it.
All right. See?
Unnoticeable, but yeah, it's red.
What day does not belong, Sam? I went through all the days.
Hot air balloon day. That's what I'm going
Actually,
with.
You're wrong.
Oh, man.
It is hot air balloon day.
Who would go up in weather like this?
No, I'm kidding. It's not hot air balloon
day. Okay, why?
But it is National Periodic Table Day. Boy, let's salute the periodic table. Sam, I bet you know the periodic table quite well, right?
I couldn't list you all the elements, like in the elements song, but I know some of it, yeah.
You know, the periodic table has a long history. In fact, the first century AD, mankind knew about the elements of gold, silver, copper, iron, lead, tin, mercury, sulfur, and carbon. So they were off to a good start there at 1 BC, or AD.
That's
AD.
Right. Yeah.
By 1809, there were 47 discovered elements, and then by 1817, they were in groups of three or triads. I don't know. Goes on and on. I'm not a chemist. I flunked chemistry in high school.
We got to take a break.
Okay. 18 past the hour, we'll check out the history book when we return with John and Gordy in the morning.
Phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium. And cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Again on the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! That's...
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Yeah.
That
I love this. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. I remember watching that broadcast.
Me too.
I just had goosebumps. It was wonderful.
It was electric.
It was. Yeah. You know, on the radio, they had these songs. Yeah. Ad nauseum. Complete wall-to-wall Beatles on the radio at that time. And we heard the songs. We just wanted to see the group finally.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and this was a big, big day.
It happened on February 9th and 1964, right, Sam? And, boy, it was just a sensation.
It was.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like 76 million people watched it.
And I know, women really liked Elvis Presley an awful lot. And he fell all over.
Mm.
But, you know, when we saw the crowds and what they were, you know, screaming at the Beatles.
Right.
I mean, it was just insane because I thought, why don't they stop yelling?
So we can hear the music.
You know, I was just a kid, a teenager, but it was just electrifying. Yeah. It was just something else.
I was 10 years old in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. Indiana. Mm-hmm. My sister was 14, I think, and she got to see the Beatles. Their first tour in Indianapolis.
Yes, what a story that is. You know, Mr. Beatle.
Dad came home with a pair of tickets. Yeah.
God.
And she said, oh, I'll take my friend Jane. I'm like, hey, I'm the Beatle fan over here. Of course, she loved him too. But
yeah, but that's totally unfair.
No, wow. I know it. Yeah.
You are so still trying to work your way through that, aren't you?
We still argue about that now to this day. She saw him at the Indiana State Fair.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She said it was absolutely pandemonium, and it was actually scary because it was out of control. And she never went to another rock concert till many years later, like, you know, about 5 years ago, she went to see the Doobie Brothers at Ho-Chunk or something.
But,
wow. She was so scared of rock concerts.
That's a come down. Oh, jeez. What's left of the Doobie Brothers? She went to see at a casino. Help us all. I can't imagine a worse situation than that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just no.
I did see McCartney. So that was, that was about 15 years ago or so. Yep. Anyway. So that happened on the date that we can't celebrate because it's on the weekend,
it's on
right?
Sunday. It's on Sunday,
which is
so that's why we're playing it today. Good. But on this day, on this day, they arrived in America. They hopped off their plane, and started checking the place out.
Yeah, that's great. Great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Other things we got in the history
Fab
book.
Fab Four mop tops those lads from Liverpool.
That's right. Yep. Okay. What today, else on this day?
Yeah. Today in 1817, Baltimore becomes the first city to light their streets with gas. Before we had electric streetlights, they had...
Oh, I thought you meant they just poured some gasoline out on the street. See what happens.
Light it up, yeah. No, they had gas... Yeah. Gas streetlights. So you'd see gas somebody light. In the evening going around with like a big match on a pole and lighting all the streetlights.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of homes had had light posts in their yard that were fed by gas.
Right.
Yeah. That I didn't know.
Yeah.
What else we got today in 20? I thought this was like hilariously like bad. Today in 2013, Mississippi became the last state to formally abolish slavery.
In 2013.
2013, when they submitted their paperwork to ratify the 13th Amendment.
Just a little behind, late on the paperwork. Had to cross the T's and dot the I's.
Right,
the gears of government moving very slowly.
Mississippi. Okay.
Any
birthdays?
Quite a few birthdays. John Deere, born today in 1804. Charles Dickens, Laura Ingalls Wilder, and Chris Rock all share a birthday today.
Oh, that's great stuff.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a tractor show here in Wisconsin. Everybody goes to that. I think in Richland Center or somewhere around there, isn't it?
Could be, but I'm...
In that area up there.
Well, no, there's a...
Near Baraboo?
In Baraboo. They have the steam and gas-powered engine show.
Yeah, it's incredible. It really is.
It's amazing, actually.
It's almost it's almost dreamlike. You go up there. These people have all... You would probably love it.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a good steam engine.
Absolutely. They have different kinds of engines and great technology that people have abandoned, and people have put both things back together. That's why I think you would like something like that. To talk to those individuals up there, but it is just an amazing event to go to.
It's between Baraboo and Reedsburg, just off of Highway 12 on Sand Road, but you can see it I mean from a distance because they have so much machinery out there, and it's a great big field, and it's pretty cool.
We took the kids out there and it was just fantastic. I mean, they loved hopping on these tractors. It's great.
Good times.
Really fun.
Yeah, and like you say, most of them, you know, a lot of them, most of them are operable.
Yes. I mean,
that's how they get them there, you know.
But the strange technologies that they did come up with that never really took off, they have displays of those. Right. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Good times. Okay.
John and Gordy should have an event out there.
We should. We're getting some texts in here.
Yeah. Have you guys heard about these tech towns and these seasteads that Peter Thiel and tech billionaires want to build? Yes. They wanted to build it out in Greenland. That's why that's why they want to buy Greenland. They want to make a tech island
for these
individuals.
That sounds like another pipe dream idea, like Elon's idea to colonize Mars.
Yeah.
When is that going to happen? Mm. Who would want that to happen?
We want that to happen. We want him to go to Mars.
We want him to go to Mars.
Yes, we want him to go there. Yeah. And those rockets are really reliable, so
he should be the first.
Yeah. But so these billionaires don't have to deal with all the petty things that we have to deal with, you know, snow plowing and everything else. You know, they just they have their island, probably a big dome.
So this would be just like for tech cities?
Yep. Just tech.
They don't want anything to do with anything.
Right. They can run their social medias
out there
without being in the U.S.
Mm. Something to ponder.
And we would love that. We would like to send them to an island and never have to see them again.
Yeah,
and I just want to pose this, too, because everybody hates Facebook and Meta now, right?
Sure.
Zuckerberg, we don't like them.
Right.
All right. Isn't this the time for a competitor to step up and offer something like Facebook?
Wouldn't that be
great? We would all just...
I think so.
Run to that site.
I think you're onto something there, John. Okay. We're just getting going on this Friday morning. A little bit later on, Jimmy K will be here with a weekend preview of Max Inc. Coming right back with more of John and Gordy.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
As we've been witnessing, the Trump administration plans on using tariffs on other countries as a negotiation tool. Any hiccups could come into play if our trading partners decide to retaliate with their own tariffs. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Friday morning. UW-Madison professor of Ag Economics and Dairy Science Chuck Nicholson joins us. He's created some models to help speculate what it would cost a Wisconsin dairy farm if Mexico, China, and Canada entered a trade war with the U.S.
That looks like about $2.5 billion or about 8% reduction. So that'd be like getting an 8% cut in your paycheck kind of thing. On an average-sized Wisconsin dairy farm, that would mean about $35,000 over the course of the next 4 years or so, another about 8%. Significant reduction in key export and domestic markets for us for cheese, something like about a $6 billion reduction in the value of cheese sales, and a nearly one-third reduction in the total value of our dairy product exports going out of the United States.
Time will tell if that comes to fruition. UW-Madison professor Chuck Nicholson joining us. Stick around for more agribusiness news in about a minute.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session, and don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
I don't think anyone wants to open up their mailbox and find a swarm of bees. But if you're a beekeeper, that's what you'll be hoping for very soon. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is helping beekeepers with their live honeybee orders. They recommend ordering early. Find those bee ordering tips and tricks at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, you'll also see that Governor Tony Evers announced his budget proposal for agriculture, totaling $80 million. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association pointed out a handful of programs that it wants to see passed, including continuing the Dairy Processor Grant Program and making sure food labels are transparent. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some snow on the way. Could get an inch, maybe two, through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy. We'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Burlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up, Dan Schaefer, author of The Recombobulation Era and Civic Media's political editor, will be here. We're going to talk about the Trump campaign and what they did right. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pretty dumb by it. Well, I don't know. I mean, you sit there and you think, what's going on with these people, right?
Exactly.
My dad, well, I couldn't do a Boomhauer if I tried, but.
Yeah. It's 6:35. It's 14 degrees. Highs today about 30. And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better. You can dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or go to their website, verlo.com.
This is WMDX, where you can hear stories about 100,000 eggs being stolen.
Yeah. Right? We don't know where they went.
No.
They haven't shown up yet anywhere.
We have a suggestion here, though, from John at Middleton. Custard's last stand.
Custard?
Yeah, making custard. That's one way to disguise the 100,000 eggs. And he also says, you got to wonder if the heist was over easy.
Oh, I see what he went there. Yeah. Okay. And
he said, you might as well let the police crack
the case.
Well, okay. There you go.
John's got him going on there.
Every one of those jokes went right over my head the first time.
Oh, you got to wake up, Sam.
Yeah. Wake up.
Smell the coffee. Okay.
And then another one, Mark. And Prairie du Sec said, send Musk to the moon among the stars. Let's see if he can breathe on Mercury.
Oh, I think that's supposed Mars, to be right? A lyric for a song,
yeah.
Actually. Yeah. And yeah, other people are saying, hey, they also watched the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Anna watched it, yeah.
Yeah, Anna, which was a great song by the Beatles, too, on a flip side.
Well, yeah,
B-side.
They didn't write it.
No, they didn't. That was a cover.
Yeah.
And what else?
Trump. Okay. Must have skipped or slept through classes in private military school, which he did go to.
Yeah.
And that's where we found out that his IQ is, I think, what was it, 74 or something like that?
Well.
Which is...
subpar?
Well, it's really subpar, where you normally need some kind of assistance.
Okay.
All right.
You can text us on the Civic Media app. Or call us. Yeah.
All right. It's time to get to more of Idiocracy here.
All right.
The deadline is now extended to Monday in regards to Musk's plan to call a mass culling of the government offices. Monday is the day he will decide. He will hear the merits of the case from both labor unions and Musk. That'll be interesting. The labor unions, of course, are trying to put a halt to all of this because it's illegal. So they're making that argument. So far, more than 40,000 staff have accepted the buyout deal. But that's
40,000.
That's a very small number when you consider there's 400,000 or so government employees. The White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, here's my theory. She's an AI robotically engineered newer model of Megan. Anybody see the Megan movie?
I don't recall that.
Well, you're going to have to see it, and then you'll think of Caroline Leavitt, okay?
Okay.
She told reporters that federal workers should accept the very generous offer of a deferred resignation.
That's what she says.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She's kind of talking to me here. She said competent replacements would be found for those who want to rip the American people off. And there's so much respect in that comment, isn't there? It's just, what is, she is, that's why I call her the AI robotically engineered newer model of Megan. Please, please stop it. God, how could they find somebody who would be a perfect spokesperson for Trump? It's unimaginable, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to notice myself. You know, I work for the U.S. Census Bureau.
Right. And you got a notice.
I got a notification.
Really?
In
like
my
a
email.
Buyout?
I did, yes.
Okay.
The Department of Commerce, which is what the census is under, has received approval from the Office of Personnel Management. Well, I'm sure they wanted that approval.
Okay.
Voluntary early retirement. They call it VERA, VERA, Voluntary Early Retirement Authority. Get this. This is the part that kind of stayed with me.
Yeah.
Eligibility for this.
Yeah.
There's an eligibility line in here. Listen to this. To be eligible for VERA, an employee must be at least 50.
Okay.
With a minimum of 20 years of credible federal service, or be any age with at least 25 years of credible federal service. Now, here's the thing, because in the census, at least for me and a lot of people that I know doing the census in this country, we're all retirees. We're doing it just because.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do.
Something to do.
Yeah.
Make a little pocket change.
And that means that we're over 50.
Right.
So I don't think they know what they're doing. You know, it's just a, you know, mass firing basically is what it is. They don't understand the government bodies that they're going for.
Mm.
It's just, see, and then I think it's ageism.
Mm-hmm.
They're picking on older people.
Yes. Well, closer to retirement age, and
but
working,
50.
But you have to be there 20. You haven't been there 20 years.
No.
So
no.
You're not.
No.
So
yeah.
This doesn't affect.
I, this doesn't apply to me.
Yeah.
And I'm part time, full time.
Okay.
It's a weird,
right.
Weird category. But anyway, I just thought to pass that along. And they have restrictions and all that, but they're going after the older senior people who know the census, who have been there for years,
know how to do the system,
can't even change it because they know what needs to be changed because they've been there so long. But they're getting rid of those people and they're going to put younger people in their place. No?
No, nothing.
Wow.
Start from ground zero.
Yeah, there's something real wrong with that whole idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought it'd pass it along.
But the judge has put the kibosh on everything for the time being.
So far,
everything's
Monday,
frozen.
Yeah, Monday is the day he'll hear the arguments from both sides and make a decision from there.
Okay.
And then that'll be challenged and go on to other courts or maybe the Supreme Court.
Eventually, maybe.
And maybe they'll put it off for a year or two while all these gigantic buildings in Washington, D.C. vacated. Empty offices for how long? Year, 2 years? And then the midterms come up, the Democrats take over,
maybe.
And what are they going to do? Are they going to ask everybody to come back and fill the office buildings that we need to run the government? You know, people think that this government runs automatically, that all these things that run so smoothly because we have these things in place, because we need these things in place. We didn't create these government bodies simply to grow government, which is something I think they think is true. It's not true. We grew it because we needed these people to do these certain things to make it run smoothly. My God, can't we get it through our...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to...
you know, they have the House Oversight Committee talking about things a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And do we have that clip, Andy? Let's talk.
They wanted to, they wanted to subpoena... Elon Musk.
Yes. And they had a little disagreement about it.
Well, a Democrat tried to get her point across.
Yeah. Let's hear that.
Yeah, let's listen. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you correctly cited the role of Elon Musk. It's a puzzling role for many people, certainly on this side of the aisle, and I think for some on yours. Who is this unelected billionaire that he can attempt to dismantle federal agencies, fire people, transfer them? Offer them early retirement, and have sweeping changes to agencies without any congressional review, oversight, or concurrence. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, given his prominence and his importance, I move that the committee subpoena Elon Musk to come before it as a witness at the earliest possible moment, and I so move.
All right.
There's been a motion and second. The motion is not debatable.
What?
Mr. Chairman, why is it not debatable?
Yeah.
Point of order.
It is debatable.
Mr. Chair, I strike the last word.
Hold on.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to table the motion.
What?
Mr. Chairman, why don't we want to debate Elon Musk coming in and talking to us about his work and how he's enriched himself over $64 billion?
Mr. Chairman.
Chair recognizes Dr. Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to table the motion.
There's a motion to table. There's a second.
Chairman,
second by Mr.
Order.
Higgins.
Point of order,
now,
Mr.
The motion is not debatable. As many
point of order, Mr.
are in favor of tabling.
No.
Point of order, state your point.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's outrageous that this committee will not even entertain a motion.
No, you state
Mr. Chairman, that's not a point of order.
Order. You know the rules of this committee.
Blah, blah, blah,
there's
blah,
been a motion.
Mr. Elon Musk is out of order and dismantled.
He's out of order.
You're out of order. I'll take your order. Oh, God.
Oh, I just what love it. It is really something else. You know, jeez. They've done this in
can't get anything
in state
done.
Capitals all over in red states. They have drowned out the Democrats in so many simple ways like that. And it is just ridiculous. It's not a republic. Democracy in any way, shape, or form when they are in control. They seem to know everything at all times.
Apparently so. It's idiocracy at its finest.
John, it says.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Trump administration. Just lie. I used to be 73. Now, like Jack Benny, I'm 39. Everything old is new again. Yeah.
Well, that's the truth.
Hey, we have... I think something's coming over the teletype.
Oh, do we have a...
Yeah,
okay.
I think we
Let's
do.
Get to some more news.
What's the breaking news?
The FBI uncovers Al-Qaeda plot to just sit back and enjoy collapse of the United States.
That's their plan,
That is the headline from The Onion, and you can believe them.
Maybe true. Wow.
Big story. We'll follow that one.
Good enough.
All right. Now here we have another big story, and this is AG Pam Bondi. She's going to make it easier for Trump to take foreign bribes from lobbyists. It sounds like a job for her.
Okay.
Her first move was disbanding the Foreign Influence Task Force because Trump got caught doing just that.
Yeah.
All right. Foreign influence. And because he got caught, they're disbanding that particular foreign influence task force. Bondi significantly is scaling back enforcement of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. It's called FARA, and for decades it's been a law. All right?
Yes.
And what does it do? Well, it requires individuals to publicly disclose if they are representatives of foreign interests. That seems like a good question to ask, right?
Sure.
Right? Individuals who want to lobby or advocate for foreign governments or individuals must register with the Department of Justice to disclose their relationships, activities, and financial compensation to promote transparency. Well, that's almost gone now, folks. Bondi has ruled FARA can't be enforced except in cases of more traditional espionage foreign government actors. You know, people like Dr. No or Goldfinger, you know, somebody more obvious. Those are the people we will pick on.
Sure.
But so again, this makes it easy for him to take bribes. And, you know, he has like $100,000 watches available, which there's no promise they're going to be shipped.
Or that they even
made,
work.
Or made. But people can donate to buy the watches, $100,000. Money laundering a little bit. Then, of course, they never send the watches out.
Yeah. So.
And it all becomes legal. No one can challenge that. Pam Bondi is there. She's the firewall.
She's the Attorney General. And it's all good with her.
It is.
Okay. This portion of John and Gordy brought to you by David J. Frank. They are your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource. And they can take care of anything. Lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. Largest landscape contractor in southeast Wisconsin. Branches in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha. Go to their website to find out a lot more. DavidJFrank.com. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in mere moments.
Wow, can't wait.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Looking to turn your valuables into cash this Valentine's Day? Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins is here for you since 1985. Look for the big green awning on the corner of 4701 Monona Drive. Gordy buys your coins, gold, silver, watches, stamps, silver dollars, and paper currency. They buy, sell, trade, and repair, offering top dollar and paying cash for gold. Stop by today and experience the difference. Gordy's Midwest Fine Jewelry and Coins. Call 608-221-4242.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Ba-boom. Let me tell you about my hometown. It's the capital of the state.
Yeah.
I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison,
oh, yeah,
that's my hometown.
I do love it. We got the leaf blowers out on State Street here, yep, in the capital city, Madison. Wow.
Keeping it nice and clean.
Oh, it looks beautiful out there now, doesn't it?
It is. A little chilly, 14 degrees.
Well, I think there was a little dust there on the corner, and I think he's taking care of it.
Yeah, he always makes the corner there.
A single grain of salt.
Yeah. Single grain of salt.
Hey, make plans now to be a voter in every election Tuesday. Yeah. February 18th is Wisconsin's spring primary election. Check your voter registration status. Find your polling place. Make a plan to be a voter this spring. You can go to myvote.wi.gov. And you'll get all the information you need from local to statewide races. Again, go to myvote.wi.gov.
Less than two months away, I think, now from the big Supreme Court election.
Yeah,
yeah. Tuesday, April 1st.
Susan Crawford. Let's just say that name over and over and over again, okay? Susan Crawford.
Okay.
All right. And we got, we do have a story, I believe. Michael Gableman's story. Oh, we have Mark on the line. Okay,
yes.
We'll get to outraged shoppers in just a moment. But first, Mark, what do you got for us this morning?
Good morning.
Well, you're just talking about Pam Bondi must have skipped the class on the Constitution because Article 1 of the Constitution, Section 8, I think it's in Section 8 that it says, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without consent of Congress, accept any present, emolument, office, or title of any kind from any king, prince, or foreign state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, it is just Donald Trump is just going to take whatever he can get from anybody else, and this woman decides the president isn't supposed to obey the emoluments clause. I mean, it is just, that's in the Constitution, woman. You just took an oath to that.
Yes.
Held your hand in the Bible and took an oath, so help you God. Well,
I know.
It is just disgusting. It is just disgusting that she's already saying, well, I'm going to let the president violate the Emoluments Clause. Of course, he did it before. I mean, yes. I don't know if...
Yeah, he got Israel away with it before.
...comes back that he pocketed when he was over in Israel and you know, never returned those lamps that came, I guess, from the first century or that or prior to that from Israel that he was supposed to give back. I think he just, like a little, what is it, the... a jackdaw that collects you know, like little pieces of jewelry and all that kind of thing. But,
you know, the amazing thing is he got away with this so blatantly last time he was president that they just gave up on it. You know, no one ever challenged that. He could have been impeached over that.
Could have.
Easily.
Yeah.
That would have been the third impeachment.
but
anyway.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, he's taking care of that other aspect. Now, of course, he's got the AG blocking all of this stuff from ever happening. He will never be called out on it. And then he's going to retire in the Middle East.
At the Gaza Strip?
Yeah. What do they call it?
The Riviera.
The Riviera. Thank you.
Yes.
The Mideast.
That's what Lebanon used to be.
Yes.
Mark, thank you for your call.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to Matt.
Go to Matt. Yep.
On the line from Middleton. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just had to ask, I've been wondering, like, how can we not see MAGA voters who are not wealthy or well off or just selfish as not being completely naive or like really, 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 really stupid? This stuff's been done before. It always fails, these plans of theirs. But I wanted to ask, like, this white nationalist Christian stuff where, with their idolization of the wealthy and money, was that always a Christian thing in America, or is that kind of new?
No, that's been around for about 30, 40 years at this point. In fact, we've got stories coming up next hour, Matt. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's we're going to be talking about Christian nationalism and what's going on in this country. And we have one of the greats who have written about this ad nauseum forever, Chris Hedges, will be on. We'll talk about
that. Yeah, it's a big problem.
It's a huge problem.
It is a huge problem, and we'll see more of that problem coming up.
Matt, thank you for that.
I feel like that's why we're like Russia. That's what Russia's problem is. It's the religion with the state joining to brainwash people and make them miserable.
That's right. All right, Matt, thank you. Now let's get to outraged shoppers, because this is, well, we predicted this would happen.
Yes.
Avid shoppers are already feeling the pain of Donald Trump's tariffs, which were officially slapped on all Chinese imports starting on Tuesday. Victoria Alario posted a video on TikTok on Wednesday complaining about how much she was being charged for a purchase on Meshki. I'm not sure what that is exactly. I haven't been there. It's a women's boutique, but I haven't shopped there.
Lately.
Yes, I have quite the stock of women's clothing. She had two items in her cart totaling $304 in her cart. Oh. But a duty was added, and that's what they call it. A duty, and it was $101 was added
really?
To the bill.
Wow.
That's the impact of a 10% tariff. Wow. $101 added to her $304. Trump's executive order eliminated a customs exemption also, by the way, that allowed goods worth less than $800 to come into the U.S. duty-free if it's shipped to an individual. He got rid of that. He got rid of it. So if you order something under $800, doesn't matter anymore. You still have to pay all of that stuff.
There you go.
Another woman who wasn't as lucky had to pay $115 added to her cart.
Okay. We got a whole lot more straight ahead coming up in our next hour. Max Inc. Preview with Jimmy Kay. And news is next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Thomas Crapperday, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Yesterday was supposed to have been the deadline for millions of federal workers to say whether they wanted to take those buyouts from the Trump administration. A federal judge, however, has stepped in, putting the plan on hold until a hearing can be held on it, at least until Monday. It appears that USAID's workforce will be trimmed from about 14,000 people to fewer than 300 around the world. A nasty week for winter weather, especially in the Northeast. Here's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
A dangerous mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain in New England. Cars and trucks colliding. Ice-covered roads and white-knuckle driving. Accidents littering the Massachusetts Turnpike near Boston. In Pennsylvania, trucks and cars stranded. Ice encasing trees and taking down power lines in Virginia. And now, another round of winter weather will slide from the northern plains right through the Northeast this weekend.
Strong winds toppling trees and damaging property outside Knoxville, Tennessee. Two people were killed, three hurt. This is ABC News.